Hi, I'm Ian Philpott, and welcome to this episode of Dev Ian. I'm ready now. So yeah, welcome to the series of Devian. I'm going to be showing you a little bit about logic apps. We're going to use Twitter. We're going to dump it out to Azure Blob Storage. So let's check it out. Let's see what it takes to do this. So here I am in Azure, and let's see, we want to create a resource group to put all of this in. I could just click add here, but let's do a new Azure resource group. Let's give it a name of IP logic, and let's give that a location of East US. Hopefully this will work. Well, let's see. Okay. Looks like it worked. Let's refresh it. Okay. Excellent. Now, the first thing we need to do is look at the surface over here at my notes. And okay, I've added a resource group, so let's go ahead and add the connectors. Now you have connectors for the resources that you want to pull from or push to. In this instance, we're going to pull from Twitter and we're going to push to Azure Blob Storage. So let's start with the Azure Blob Storage first. First things first, we're in my BizSpark account. Storage accounts, I have 0. So let's go ahead and say new storage account. And we'll just use the Azure Management Studio here by Sobrata, or however you pronounce it. And let's call this IP logic app. And we'll say this is locally redundant. And I'm not putting it in any affinity group, but we will put it in East US. The label description, let's just say okay to that. Give it 5 minutes before using my storage account. You kidding me? Check this out. I'm about to go out here, create a new blob container. I'm gonna make it private. And I'm going to call this PRV because it's private. And click save. Now that it's private, I'm going to generate a signed URL. And we'll give it, I don't know, a couple of weeks. Say next. Copy that URL. And I'll just go ahead and paste it into Notepad. Leave it up nice and long so that you can see what it is, copy it down, hack my account if you want. Take your time. I'll take mine. Got it? Okay, good. All right, I'll say okay to that. So I believe we have that piece of it. We have the container with a SAS token created. Let's take a look at yeah, let's create a new connector for that. So I'm gonna go ahead and click new, come into web and mobile, and actually I'm gonna go to marketplace, and under marketplace I'll just say blob. Look at there, Azure Storage Blob Connector. I wonder if that's coming from Azure Search or something. Let's hit enter. Okay, there we go. Let's grab this Azure Blob Connector, hit create. Deal with it Saturday night. I'm gonna stick with that. Let's put it in an existing resource group called IP Logic, and create a new app service plan. Let's just call it IP Logic Plan. Sounds good to me. And specify the URI. Grab this guy and I'll paste it in right there. Since I have generated a SaaS URI, I don't really need an access token, so I'll just say OK. And yeah, everything else looks good. I'm not going to pin this to my dashboard, so let's go ahead and hit create. And that's going to create my storage blob connector for my Logic app that I will create in a minute. All right, while that's doing its thing, let's create one for Twitter. New marketplace. I will go to Twitter. Select the Twitter connector. And let's create the Twitter connector. Package settings. It's going to ask for a consumer key, a secret key, app service plan. Whoop. Let's hit OK there. So the idea here is that I'm going to come back and generate this here in a second. Once I come over here and I get some URIs, that's the idea. Let's see if this takes it. Doesn't look like it's going to take my crazy ASDF. Let's say it doesn't like that. So let's create a new app and we'll just call this my IP Logic app. App for Logic in Azure website http://logic.iplogic.azurewebsites.net. Callback URL. I have no idea at this point. Create your own Twitter application. Okay, let's go to keys and access tokens. And consumer key is what I need. So we'll drop that in right there. And this guy is my consumer secret. Still doesn't like it. Let's try that again. Yeah, let me pause here so you can take down my API key in secret if you want. And we'll drop it right there. Hit OK. All right, it took that time. That works. My app service plan. Let's choose my logic plan here. Looks like it's basic. It's in the right resource group. It's in the right places. Let's hit create. And let that run for a second, because it's going to create that. There you go. So we'll come into resource groups here and select IP logic. And you see that, I don't know what that is. Whatever's. I have an IP logic plan, IP logic CAF GUID, storage blob connector, presumably is still creating my Twitter connector. But I need something for that Twitter connector. I need to come back into my settings here and put in a callback URL. Hey, that's been created. Let's refresh my resource group, come in here and take a look at the Twitter connector and particularly the properties. Application settings, scale, authentication. There we are. It is the redirect URI. That's what I wanted. Let's drop that in right here. And yeah, it's a horrible name. Apparently, I forgot to name it. That's okay. We'll just come right out here just for clarity's sake. We'll drop that in and update my settings. So now I have the right callback URL in my Twitter app with the correct consumer key and consumer secret added in right here. So we should be good. All right, so now we have the two connectors. After the two connectors, really, we need to go ahead and create the logic app. So we'll come into new, and I will come into web. And right here, you'll see logic app. And let's give that a name of IP logic. I like it. It'll be part of the IP logic plan. Standard, yada, yada, yada. All locations. Append to dashboard, and we'll just go ahead and create. And I'm going to come back to the triggers and actions in a second here. Okay, so that should be running, and we should see that is actually starting the deployment of my logic app right now. So I'll go ahead and open up resource groups. And apparently, I have a storage account created here. That was probably the storage account I created here. So that stinks, but whatever. We can move that, I believe. Move Azure resource, I believe. Destination resource group name. Let's just see what this looks like. I think it's IP logic. Destination subscription ID is not changing. Force, I don't think that's a big deal. No wait, resource ID. Let's see what this resource ID is. Hey. Properties. Does that give me a resource ID? Certainly. Kind of looks like it. Let's see what this actually is. That's a subscription. Okay. That's not what we want. So that's because I'm looking at the resource group, not the storage account. And let's take a look at this guy here. Resource ID. That sounds promising. Nothing, huh? All right, well, I mean, that does say resource ID. Let's paste it in. Okay. Version await, API version, pre, profile, what if, confirm, verbose, debug. Doesn't look like it really needs anything else. Let's give it a try. Yes. Let's see what this does. This is just me trying to be tidy, really. I mean, it's not really anything that you'd really need to do. I'm just trying to see if I can move my storage account right back into the resource group where I can manage everything as a whole. But it looks like something just happened. Let's come here and look. My IP logic app. Moving resources. Hey, something is actually happening. That's kind of cool. But we do have the logic app. So I wonder what happens if I do this. Okay. Let's go ahead and click on my triggers. And you'll see there's some predefined triggers and action groups that you could choose from, but I'm going to go ahead and create one from scratch because that's the way we roll. Now, I've already set up my connectors, so really, I want to grab something from Twitter. Let's go ahead and authorize that. And if you don't have that callback URL in there, this screen will pop up and then just disappear. It will not work, but I'm going to go ahead and authorize my app. Right, and my Twitter connector doesn't allow me to search. This is interesting. I don't know. Okay. Oh, I know what I'm doing. Already getting this wrong. Let's delete this action. Let's do a reoccurrence. Every 1 hour is fine. Okay, now let's add our Twitter connector in. Okay, there we go. See, now I want to just do a search tweets for pound Azure. Actually, let's just get more specific and say Microsoft Azure and hit the check mark there. And we see what it's going to kind of output here, which is fine. And then let's write that to Blob Storage. So we'll drop in our Blob Storage connector. And I'm going to upload a blob. And that's going to be tweet underscore dot txt. And then that underscore there, I'm going to go ahead and just drop in who it was tweeted by. So if we want to take a look at what that complete look like, that's not exactly what we want, right? So let's grab this and drop that right there. Okay, so now it should be tweet underscore and then the tweeter's name. And then the content of that text file will just be the tweet text. I'm not going to do anything crazy with it. And that should be basically it. So overall, we created a resource group. We moved some resources around within that resource group. We created a Twitter connector, a blob connector, and then we created the logic app. And then we put all of that together right here on this design surface. Now I'm going to go ahead and click save. And that was complete. So let's come back over here. We don't see any runs at this point, but we do see now that one trigger, two actions is available. So let's go ahead and click run now. Oh, we see it did just run. And now we see it running again. We come into our Management Studio here, open up that we just created. We do see the text file. So let's go ahead and download that to my desktop and take a look. We should see some sort of tweet here. And yeah, doesn't look like it's in English, but talking about Azure, Imagine, use Spark. Pretty cool. Well, it should have updated a second one here as well. Let's go ahead and refresh that. Nothing yet. Still running. Still moving. It takes longer than I'd anticipated. Still running. Doesn't say it's running. Let's refresh this guy. All right. Let's take a look in here. There's nothing in here, so we can just delete that guy. Like that's being deleted. Like that. Yep, it's been moved in here. Let's go into our Logic app. And our second one failed. And of course, you can come in here and take a look at why did it fail. Not hugely great error messages at this point, but we did get it to run once. I'm going to take that as a success and stop it here.